That was the second theme, Lord Ganesha. Third theme is the spiritual practices of Saiva Siddhanta. So this is for a book release event in Kuala Lumpur. And if you remember, many months ago, maybe about 4 months ago, this talk was given on Sun One. It's called Nalupada Saiva, or the spiritual disciplines of Saiva Siddhanta. Remember that one? So it was written in a way, it's a little bit formal, but it's also easy to translate into Tamil. So Appaswami Kupaswami is translated into Tamil for that occasion, and lots of it is drawn from Dancing with Shiva, which he already translated into Tamil, so it wasn't that much work for him to do the talk, because three-quarters of the talk was word for word out of Dancing with Shiva on purpose to make it easy to translate. So that's coming together, and I thought I'd just read one section of that, a section that compares the Siddhanta and Vedanta paths. Siddhanta's difference from Vedanta. These four padas are quite similar to the four yogas of Vedanta, Karma Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Raja Yoga, and Jnana Yoga. However, there is one key difference. Whereas in Vedanta, you can choose to follow just one of the yogas, in Siddhanta, we need to pass through all four padas. A simple analogy will illustrate the difference. The goal is to walk across a shallow stream on a path of river rocks. Vedanta gives us four separate rock paths to choose from, one for each of the four yogas, all of which lead across the river. Siddhanta gives us only one path for crossing the river, which consists of four stones, Charya, Kriya, Yoga, and Jnana. So that's a simple analogy to try and get that point across, because it's not that well understood. The Vedanta concepts are definitely much more broadly impressed in the mind, and the idea of the four yogas, choose your path, you can be just a bhakta or just a karma yogi and so forth, is very strongly in the mind, at least in Malaysia. It's like the default understanding that everyone has that went in there first. So we want to supplement that with the Siddhanta, and then, of course, the talk goes on to describe each of the four padas, Charya, Kriya, Yoga, Jnana, in detail, and encourages people to practice. These are the disciplines. We want to practice them. The whole point is to do these things. So that's our third theme. Fourth theme was just last week. For Grand Bay, remember, God Shiva is the perfect parent. So that's our fourth theme. It's for a Shiva temple in Grand Bay. Very short talk to be translated into Creole. One part of that was, the easiest way to understand God Shiva's nature is to think of him as the parent and yourself as the child. As a parent, he is both father and mother to you. God Shiva is your parent because he created your soul. He is the primal or original soul who has created all other souls. In fact, God Shiva is the perfect parent because no matter what we do, Shiva always sends blessings and love to us. When we make mistakes, he never becomes angry with us or punishes us. He continues to love and bless us no matter what. God Shiva's love is perfect love, meaning it exists at all times for all souls. So that's trying to eliminate any sense that God Shiva punishes us, or there's some reason to be afraid of God Shiva, or to watch out for his anger or wrath or something, which sometimes people hear that kind of, folk concept about Shiva somehow. He punishes or is vengeful or you have to watch out or something. But this is speaking out against that and just talking about Shiva in a sense of perfect love at all times for all souls. So those are our four different themes. As you can see, we've been working on them for 4 or 5 months, not just last phase, and different themes for different situations, and I think it'll all come together quite nicely.